Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Dave original podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Hypothetical Podcast. I'm your host, Roisin Connaty. My guests today will be Josh Widdicombe and James
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
Are you about to call me James Askisser? What was that? James Assman? What was that about to be?
Have you never had to say that word before? You've never known how to pronounce. You've only ever seen it written down.
I wonder why you've only ever called me James for 10 years. Hey, Jimmy!
Okay, we'll go again.
No, we won't. That's staying in.
I'm really enjoying being a host. Welcome to the Hypothetical Podcast. I'm your host, Roisin Connaty. My guests today will be Josh Widdicombe and James A. Kester.
Wow, you really had to try that.
How are you guys doing? What have you been up to?
Yeah, good. Just, you know, just being cool, doing a bunch of cool stuff. What have you been up to? What's the main activity you've been doing lately?
Oh, what have I been up to? Trying to get my 10,000 steps a day.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
How do you get there?
It's just sort of circling the same block, so I think people think I'm a burglar.
Yeah.
There's a lot of prison theme here, Roche. Have you got a court case pending?
What is this knocking around in the knob? What are you thinking about being a criminal?
I once had... all the photos of my sitcom, the headshots of the cast in my sitcom on a step near my balcony doors. And my cleaner, who doesn't have very good English, but just very close to me, but she, I was staying up very late at night and had makeup smeared and smoking a lot of cigarettes. And she came in one morning and said, oh, police detective.
She thought you were a police detective.
She thought I was a police detective with the best headshots of criminals you've ever seen.
These handsome criminals.
Why did you have them up? So that you could learn their names?
Yeah, what was that?
Practicing their names when I saw them. Just so I knew who was in the cast.
Yeah.
Did everyone else know how to say Acaster?
Yeah.
No, it's not been the issue so far.
Everyone else nailed it.
It's quite a surprise, actually, that I hadn't flagged that as an issue I thought would come up.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever said Acaster?
Yeah. Oh, but people have said Ancaster. like inserting letters that aren't
That's
even
your
in
mum,
there.
Isn't it, Ancaster?
Yeah, Ancaster. She's a lovely lady.
I like the sound of her.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, guys. Yeah. You will, of course, be competing for this week's hypothetical prizes, which are a paddleboard, a big lake, and a weekend away with me. I want to go on the paddleboard.
Oh, tell you what, I actually would like all three of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. At once.
Yeah.
This week, you'll be going head-to-head in a kind of intellectual drag race. Who'll be the first across the finish line? Let's find out in this week's What Would You Do? You ready?
Yeah.
James doesn't look that ready.
How am I meant to look?
Just a little bit more tense.
Poised.
Yeah, a little bit more like... And Josh is pretty much lying down.
I've got a bad neck, so obviously...
Have you?
I can't...
Why didn't you tell me that when I asked how you were?
Yeah.
You can't just bring that up in the middle of the podcast.
Weird.
ask you how you were, that's when you bring up any ailments.
Sorry, I've got an ingrown toe now.
Okay, you must start rival cults. That's cults, C-U-L-T-S.
Yeah. Come on, mate.
Whoever has the most followers after a week wins. Whoever has the fewest followers loses their place on the space it... Yeah. You must start rival cults. Whoever has the most followers after a week wins. Whoever has the fewest followers loses their place on the spaceship to heaven.
I'll tell you what, Roche. I really am going to request after this that there's no edits made on this episode.
You've got to leave me. The edit is my only hope in my career.
I would love you to host like a live, like this morning or something like that.
Yeah. I'll be good on this morning. All business.
Well, we had you on our live stream during lockdown. We had a live stream episode with Roisin, complete with technical difficulties, Roisin not understanding the format, just everything you could possibly hope for. It was one of the best episodes ever. Really fun. The only person who, when we asked her poppadoms or bread, answered with about a 30-second long pause and then, hello?
That's me. Okay, do you want to know the rules for this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No threats or bribery. Mm. And yeah. I have to be firm on that.
Okay, good.
I've seen what you're like, Josh.
Yeah.
I've always quite fancied being in a cult, so just try and win me over, I guess.
I mean this as a genuine, you know, with a lot of affection, Roisin.
Oh, dear Lord.
Here we go.
But if one of my friends said they joined a cult and I had to guess which one it was, you wouldn't be low down on the list.
I wouldn't join a cult.
Well.
Not for long.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely wouldn't be for long. So I wouldn't be surprised if you joined a cult, and I'd be shocked if you were in it the following week.
I am naive for about 20 minutes, but it's a high level of naive. I can go to a 10 for about, but then reality would come in. I'd probably last maybe a week or 10 days if they had like nice food and yoga and stuff to hide the bad stuff.
Yeah. And also, when they were like going to storm like Congress, you'd turn up on the wrong day, wouldn't you? So,
I mean, there's no way I'm getting involved in anything like that. Any sort of scary exercise.
Yeah. So what would happen is you'd get to the Capitol building and then you'd go, wait, that's my 10,000 steps. I don't need to go any further into the building.
I could see myself joining. I'm attracted to order because I'm quite disordered. So anything that was a lot of order.
Right, yeah.
I could be like, oh, that's quite.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me just close that down. Why is that on?
What's come up?
Where's Do Not Disturb on a phone?
Well, that's for you. That's for you to find out, isn't it?
If I just put airplane mode on here, that won't do anything to here, will it?
No,
yeah, that'll work.
I need it for the. I need it for the script.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
I've got the script up. I've got the script
you're
up.
Right.
What about you and cults? Then come on, what are you going to do?
I think I've got an idea because of Roisin's technical difficulties. I would have it that it was like a tech support group, so I'd make it like. Yeah. Everyone in the cult, half of them, all the cult leaders, are all like technical whiz kids and can help everyone with their technological issues. And everyone who joins just gets that on tap, unlimited all the time. You never have to worry again. We'll sort out your laptop. We'll make sure it's running perfectly. Technology-wise, you don't have to worry about where's airplane mode, where's Do Not Disturb, how do I do this? We'll take care of all that for you. You can just live in the commune. You never have to leave because you'll be doing Zoom calls and FaceTime calls with people all around the world. You don't have to ever go and see your family.
Sounds like hell, James.
You just have to stay here and we'll just make sure your life has no stress. You never have to think about anything ever again.
Okay, I don't know about you, but Zoom calls and FaceTime calls all day long is not stressful.
Not all day long. But, you know, it would be our way of keeping people in the commune is that we probably wouldn't mention that until after they're in the cult. To begin with, it'd just be like, you will never have to worry again. We're going to sort out all your technological issues. Why would you want to leave this? It would be difficult. And also, we could then, like, once you've given us all the passwords to everything that you own, because that, I mean, obviously, you know, there are some cults where they do like some sort of interview with you at the beginning, some sort of therapy session. They get you to reveal all your secrets about yourself. And then if you ever leave the cult, they're going to tell everyone your secrets. I think with this, we've got all your search history. We've got everything.
Oh, yeah.
And we would just be like, you can leave if you like, but I guess we'll have to publish your search history publicly for everyone to see.
Oh, no.
It would be a bad cult. It would be bad people.
Yeah, it's not a great sales pitch, if I'm honest. It's a very threatening...
Well, we wouldn't tell you all this up front.
I know, but the thing is to try and lure me. I need to know how you're luring me in. At the moment, you're just telling me a lot of admin, that I'm going to be doing a lot of admin in a building somewhere.
But we do that on your behalf. You never have to worry about admin ever again, Roisin. Remember, like, look, the first time I met you, we went, we got fish and chips and we had to eat it with our fingers because we didn't even have a knife and fork. Okay, so that's where my friendship with you started, was that, you know, you didn't even have eating utensils. And
hasn't developed much.
You will never have to worry ever again.
Yeah, and are you going to... And you, who's the leader?
Me.
And how do... What do you wear? What do you do?
What do I wear?
How do you distinguish yourself from just the rest of the worker bees if you're the leader? We all need a leader. How am I going to know you're the leader?
Well, you'll never actually see me. In physically, I'm always just on screens, massive screens around the commune. My face is there, just telling you all how much we love you and how you're all valued, that you're all perfect, individual, unique human beings.
I like that bit, to be honest. I do like a compliment.
Yeah, but obviously, as it goes on, I'll be saying some of you haven't been pulling your weight as much as everybody else. You're still perfect and unique, but your uniqueness is starting to go down. And maybe you're not as unique as some other people. Maybe you need to contribute more. You need to fill out more questionnaires online for us and tell us more about yourself. You're being too secretive.
Oh, my God. We're seeing a really dark side to James Acaster, aren't we? Yeah, he's really got...
But what about my soul, James? I'm a very soulful person. And this sounds very, like... clinical. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to have a lot of warmth. Like, he hasn't got much of that. Is there any stuff like that there in the cult, or is it all admin?
We'll upload your soul to the cloud. So it'll be there forever in heaven. That's what we'll do with your soul. That's the promise if you join this cult, is eternal life, because we upload your soul to the cloud.
But there won't be a computer hell, so I've got no worries.
No, we won't put you in the bin, in trash. Drag your soul over into trash. Empty all.
Oh, I mean, I do like the idea of some stage just handing over the complete running of everything to someone else. But I guess as much as it's useful, if it's not going to be me in the world, I'm not going to have anything to do in there because I'm not going to have all those things to do. So there's a floor for me.
It's a community. There's loads of stuff there. So everything in the outside world is in our community.
Is there a comedy club?
Yeah.
Roisin, you haven't performed live in about 7 years.
Yeah. Why is that top of your list?
because it's a dream of mine to... I need to know I can at all times. I need to know that at any given moment, I could phone up and book a gig.
Yeah.
It's just knowing it's there, like knowing you've got milk in the fridge. Yeah. I don't want any.
It is there, the comedy club, but it's mainly there because we're very computer-based. It's mainly there to create viral clips that we can then circulate around. So a lot of you are getting slapped while you're on stage.
Comedians
saying stuff they shouldn't do. And then that being controversial. And then we'll circulate that.
That's
how we make most of our money.
You're an evil man, Jack.
Yeah.
You've so swiftly let the power go to your head. That's what I don't like about it.
Yeah. Are there any animals there?
Yeah, there are animals because we can make cute animal videos and get them circulating online as well. So we got, I know, for example, Roisin, you like clips of animals that are unlikely friends. You like it when it's two different species who you would never think hang out, and then there's a video of them hanging out together. You really love it. So we'd make a lot of those videos. And if you wanted to...
I'm in.
You can be in charge of making those videos.
I'm in. If I get to do that, I'm in. Josh, what you got for me?
Okay. So the nicest place anyone can be is in the past, isn't it? Is in nostalgia, is in their own history. And so I'd start a cult that promised to take you back to the best times in your life.
Mm.
Ooh.
So for you, obviously, that was doing the comedy clubs, Roisin, which you'd love with a passion. So I'd attempt to kind of, I'd promise people that I could take them back to the happiest periods of their life.
Yeah.
Okay. And then someone's going to say to you, how are you going to do that, Josh?
Yeah. And then, yeah. And then I'd do it under what I would think would be the guise, you'd think you were being kind of meditated back to that time.
Uh-huh.
But VR headsets are very advanced these days. So as soon as you closed your eyes.
I don't trust you. You don't sound like, you're a terrible salesman. James is like a sinister,
yeah,
sinister salesman.
Yeah.
You sound like an Avon lady trying to sell something she has no idea. They said, what are the ingredients? You're like, oh, well, I think it's, you don't.
She's not memorised her script.
No.
She's got out.
You know when a waiter doesn't quite know what the special is and then you ask an extra question and they're absolutely done for.
We were in Austria filming the other day and we were on this carriage and this waiter came out. He obviously was like last minute sent out and it was salmon and Joe Lycett said, oh, what's it marinated in? He went, oh. He was so scared. And then he went, sauce. And just ran out. So come on. Sell me your thing. So you've come to meet me.
I'm going to take you back to the happiest times of your life. Everyone knows the best points of their lives have already happened. It's all downhill after 30. So why not come to us and be transported back to the happiest times of your life forevermore?
Do you know what? I'm not a big do things over. Like, I don't like watching films I've seen.
Yeah.
And so lots of people, like, you know, they're like, oh, blah, blah's on. And I'm like, I've seen it. And they're like, yeah, but it's a great film. I don't like, you know, once I'm done, I'm done. I don't have a big, oh, I'd like to do that again. I'd like to, if I've been somewhere or, sorry, that's not a big sales pitch for me.
Well, I'll have to adapt it then. So if you join my cult, all of your past will be behind you. You will never experience any of it ever again.
Oh, how did you?
It'll be done.
We're done.
What's done is done.
What's done is done is good. Just a slight adaption to the cult.
I mean, that is a much more attractive cult.
I'll cut you off from everyone you knew before, everything you knew before. You won't eat any food that you've tried before. So everything you will only ever do once. That's how the cult works.
Okay, now I'm interested.
Every day will be a new dish. You will never speak to the same person more than once.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's incredible!
You will never sleep in the same room, so you'll be moved rooms or move places every day.
Everything, and I'll have James's cult to move my stuff around, because that's a lot of admin.
Sorry, you've joined in both of them now.
So everything will be a brand new experience for the rest of your days. So you will live longer in your mind, because you'll have so many more memories. Because obviously, if you live the same week as the previous week, you don't remember these extra days. But the fact every day is different will make your life feel 20 times as long.
That's incredible. That's an incredible promise. I would be very attracted to it. I think that's what you can't compete with new. New is so
you can never build on anything. You can never build on anything. It's like, you know, think about your sitcom, Roisin. If you had like one day, you get to write a sitcom. Oh, great. And then, now, the next day, now you work in a zoo. It's like, well, hold on.
I would love that.
I wanted to carry on my sitcom. I wanted to build that. No, you can't build on that. You had one day of doing it. It's gone.
It is a culture that easily bored. So say you have breakfast and they go, here's your two slices of aqua toast, because you've never had that before, right?
Yeah.
And then you go, I love that. Can I have another one? No. You're never having it again.
Mm.
Your alarm clock will be set to a different time that you've never woken up before.
I've woken up at all the times. There's not a time in the world I haven't woken up at. I once slept 24 hours.
Yeah.
Like, I went to bed on a Tuesday and woke up on a Thursday.
What?
Yeah, true story. 2011.
Why did that happen?
Just very tired. And I just didn't believe it. I kept thinking I was doing a practical joke on me. Because it wasn't even Thursday morning. It was like 11 a.m.
So you slept for 36 hours?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, just maybe I went to bed late. It was like closer to 24.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
I like the idea, and I think it has real... I think, as a cult, how are you going to do what you're promising here?
What, me?
Yeah.
You've just got a different type of... So everyone's going through the same experiences. So you've just got... And everyone's meeting new... The more people that join the cult, they're introduced to you. So you're always meeting the new people. So you're cycling around the different people.
Yeah.
And every new person...
Cycling around with different people?
Not cycling. I don't mean cycling.
Whoa.
Well, one day you might. Maybe you'll never be doing it again.
Trapdoor out.
No, so as the cult gets more and more popular, it'll be much easier for you to have a different person that you meet each day, because the more members that join, they meet you, the new old members, right? So there's always the right amount of people. Plus, whenever anyone joins, they surrender their house to the cult. That becomes another place that you can give to one of the people that's in the cult to wake up in their house. So say I joined the cult, they're like, well, Roisin's never woken up in Josh's house, so she can sleep in Josh's house tonight and he can sleep in her house. All these things. The more people, it's like a pyramid scheme. The more people that are added to the cult, the more experiences they bring with them that they can then share around.
Can I just say, Josh, Roisin has woken up in everyone's house. So
I have woken up in everyone's house. And also, Josh, if until you get the numbers up, are you just going to dress up as different people?
Yeah, good question.
I'm Josie today. I'm Stephen. Like, you've got a lot of people to cover early on in the cult.
You know when you get like a pledge site? And it's like, we need to reach £100,000 to get there. So the cult doesn't begin until there's 1,000 members.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. I've enjoyed both of your pitches, and I appreciate you both pitching to me today.
Thank you.
Lord Sugar.
Absolutely. We have not had a host so far who has such a, just like a vast difference between their conversational parts of the podcast and the formal parts. Absolutely, the gear shift between chatting to us and then going, right, I appreciate both of your posts and thank you for pitching to me today.
I like to sometimes just surprise people with some formality.
Yeah.
That's what I do, just surprise formal.
But it's the same person who a minute ago was like, oh, I just went to sleep on a Tuesday and woke up on a Thursday. Thank you both very much for pitching to me today.
I liked both of the pitches very much. James's one seemed a bit metaverse, if I'm honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a little bit grim.
Yeah.
It made me sad that our lives are so busy that I'd be willing to give up my entire freedom just to have someone help me do my Zoom call.
Just for a PA. Yeah.
Just for a PA. Josh's, I think, is genuinely, if you could actually create that, you would be a multi-billionaire. I think so many people want to escape their lives in a way that isn't sort of drugs or alcohol. And I think I would love that. Mm. So I'm all in. Take my soul, widows.
Thank you. Delighted.
So I'm going to give you 5 points.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, now for our next round. Not for a million quid. where our contestants bid to see who would need to be paid the least to do the thing in the question. I'll give you the question, then you each bid a figure. The winner is whoever bids lowest and can justify being able to cope with it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
How much to hold 3 eggs in each hand for a year?
Right.
Rules. The eggs are uncooked and fresh out of the co-op. Very specific shop. Coop.
The coop. They're fresh out the coop, Roisin.
It's got a hyphenator. Is that still how you spell coop?
That says coop. Basically, what's happened here, very satisfying, but what's happened here is that you have the same questions that we've asked on the show in the past. That's like part of the thing of right. this podcast. And when we originally did it, I remember it was a joke. Well, I would say they're fresh out the co-op, and then Josh would correct me and say coop. I'd go, sorry, yeah, coop. And that was a joke. But what they've done is they haven't really looked into any of that. They've just given you the exact question that I asked on the thing. So you say co-op, you get confused, and Josh got to do the actual proper joke for real and say coop. Because he remembers his line still from 2 years ago, whenever it was we did it.
It is written co-op, though.
Yeah, yeah, because that was my line, was co-op. And then I'd get corrected coop, and then I'd say coop. But we've really got you there.
Really got me. I thought you'd just done a big sort of push for the co-op.
Yeah.
out of nowhere. Co-op advertising in the middle of the podcast. Okay, rules. The eggs are uncooked, fresh out of the co-op.
Coop.
Two, you cannot take the eggs to your hands apart from at night.
Yeah.
Every time you drop an egg, before you do anything else, you have to immediately replace it. And lastly, if you drop more than 2 eggs in one day, it's game over.
Well, you'd have to pay me a lot to do this one. This is ridiculous. I think this is the stupidest one we've ever had on the show.
It's a lot. I've got smaller hands than James as well.
Yeah.
A bad workman blames his tools.
Richard Ayoade did this one and he didn't. Well, he threatened to throw the eggs at me is what happened.
I couldn't do this, so I'm going to go £5 million.
You're also, just going to bow out like that, like a loser, even attempt it.
Because it would just be impossible. You're just stuck. You've got eggs in your hand. You can't even make a cup of tea.
We'll go for a wee. For men, yeah. It'd be very tricky for people.
Yeah, I'd have to just like,
to go for a wee.
Piss myself like I'm in the sea. Do you know what I mean? Like...
Without wanting to be too graphic, I think it'd be quite hard for women as well to go for a wee when you're holding 3 eggs in your hand. As far as I'm aware, the hands are required.
Yeah. You just have to go pantless.
Yeah, but also...
Oh, pantless what? And skirts and then just sort of shimmy on.
Yeah.
it's the toilet.
It's the end in a more... But also, I'll be more concerned about
Oh, right, yes. The whole other side. Yeah, that's going to be... When you get into the nitty gritty of it, literally, yeah. This is a terrible, terrible thing.
Okay, I do think I know the answer. What I'm going to do, I'm going to make them 3 Cadbury's cream eggs. They're uncooked, fresh out the co-op.
Yeah,
ooh.
I think I'm fine.
I think it would be so on brand, James, if you had 6 Cadbury's cream eggs on you at all times.
No one would be surprised. I wouldn't care about dropping one and being given another one, that'd be quite nice.
Would you worry the heat of your hands would melt them?
I would hope that, Josh. I'd be counting on it. Chocolatey hands all the time. Get to lick all the chocolate and the fondant off my palms while they get me some new ones.
I find a Cadbury's cream egg too much.
Oh, yeah?
I just think it's a bit intense, the whole thing. Do you know what I mean?
To be honest, I did have one. Like, this Easter, I was given one, and I hadn't had one in ages. And I did think this is insane. When I was eating it, I was like, this is mad.
Yeah,
fondant in chocolate is crazy.
Well, I think what you've done is you've subverted the question, but you haven't gone far enough, because surely you could just go Cadbury's mini eggs. That would be the easiest way to
do it.
Well, you have that then, Josh?
Yeah.
So
I just palm them like that.
Yeah.
In the middle of the palm, and it wouldn't actually, no one even noticed you were doing it, really.
You could just
have them between, I could have one between each finger.
I'd also put one in between each toe because I'm trying to stave off bunions at the minute. I think that would really help.
I think you both on the, they're both good answers, but I think if you were going to do small eggs, why don't you do fish eggs?
Oh,
do tiny little eggs in your hand.
Of course. 3 fish eggs in each hand. Caviar. Yeah.
No one would even see it.
Well, Roisin, I'm going to have to give you the points.
Thank you. I sort of, well, I think I deserve them, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
You bailed out spiritually and emotionally, Josh. You bailed out the question, I can't do this. And then look what's happened. You've lost £5 million.
Yeah. What would you do it for, Roisin?
Well, if I just had to hold... Fish eggs could stink a bit, and that's problematic.
Yeah.
So I would probably do... I'd do it for 3 million. Three fish eggs in my hand.
Yeah.
And I'd do a podcast about it so everyone knew why I smelt fishy all the time. I'd have to put some PR around it, you know? Like, you can't just walk around stinking a fish with... It would be a... You know, you'd lose a lot of friends.
Fishy around here. I'll roast you in the room.
Yeah,
also,
that would be...
it would be quite fitting that your name is Roisin, wouldn't it?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Really nice.
Yeah.
Born to do it is what my T-shirt, my merch would say for this. And it'd be a fish with a picture of me on the head.
What?
The merch. The merch for my task.
Yes, but why would the... You holding eggs mean that your face is on a fish?
I'm trying to think of a fish that sounds like Sheen at the end, and I can't think of one. Just the merch, you know? Yeah. Just a sort of...
Yeah. The perch.
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fun.
I don't believe you... You believed that when you said that's good.
No.
The way you said it, I didn't feel that that came from the heart.
I felt like that's good was in place of shut up.
No, never. I did think it was good. I always think it was good. If I say it's good, I think it's good.
I always think it was good.
I sound like a very tired mother. Like, I always enjoy it when you sing.
I always think it was good.
It's a shame really how this has played out, because it was, you sort of inspired it, and yet... You're the loser in the thing, and
isn't that always the way with capitalism, Roisin? Yeah. It's not often the person that comes up with it; it's the person that packages the idea the best.
That's it.
Person who hones it. So you know.
So I'm probably going to make Josh the winner, but really, we all know I'm the winner.
Okay. Yeah.
But Josh, you get 5 points. Oh wow, that's it. We've only got 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, just 2 questions.
Oh, I was enjoying that. Nice to see you both.
Yes.
Yeah, throwing one of your own at the end.
Oh.
No, I don't. Not really.
No. We've got enough, Roisin.
Okay. So the winner here is... Oh, it's a... Oh, Josh has won, like...
Yeah.
Absolutely...
10-0.
You've had an absolute mare, James.
Yeah. Yeah, usually... I think most of the ones we've done, I've won them.
Yeah, James.
But I should have known that when Connery's at the helm... It's going to be topsy-turvy land.
It is going to be topsy-turvy land. That's all we've got time for on this week's hypothetical podcast. And this week's winner is Josh Widdicombe. You win all the hypothetical prizes. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. And thanks to all the other hosts. This has been the Hypothetical Podcast.
Hypothetical the Podcast is a Hattrick production for Dave. All episodes of Hypothetical the TV show are available on UK TV Play.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ever wondered what it'd be like to nose around a comedian's house, take their stuff and see how much money you can make by selling it?
No, that's a pretty niche thing, to be honest. Bit creepy, really.
But that's the premise of Dave's brand new comedy podcast, Hard Sell, with me, Josh Jones.
And me, Darren Harrier. We're going to travel the country, visiting the homes of different comedians, chatting about their spending habits before grabbing one of their favourite possessions and giving ourselves 1 week to try and sell it for charity. in a competition to see who can raise the most money.
It's a right laugh as we get to meet amazing funny people like Kima Bob, Joel Dommett, Ria Lina, Ivo Graham, Josh Pugh and lots more.
But also sort of like an incredibly stressful cheese dream where we're trying to shift what are essentially stolen goods against the clock. It's bonkers.
Hard Sell with Josh Jones
and Darren Harrier.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.